今天证道的经文是在路加福音二章三十九到五十二节。路加福音二章三十九到五十二节，约瑟和玛利亚照主的律法办完了一切的事，就回加利利，到自己的城拿撒勒去了。孩子渐渐长大，强健起来，充满智慧，又有神的恩在他身上。每年到逾越节，他父母就上耶路撒冷去。当他十二岁的时候，他们按着节期的规矩上去，数满了节期，他们回去。孩童耶稣仍旧在耶路撒冷，他的父母并不知道，以为他在同行人的中间。走了一天的路程，就在亲族和熟识的人中找他，既找不着，就回耶路撒冷去找他。过了三天，就遇见他的店里，坐在教室中间，一面听一面问，凡听见他的都稀奇他的聪明和他的应对。他父母看见就很稀奇，他母亲对他说，我儿，为什么像我们行这样行呢？看哪，你父亲和我伤心来找你。耶稣说，为什么找我呢？岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗？他所说的这话他们不明白，他就同他们下去，回到拿撒勒，并且顺从他们。他母亲把这一切的事都存在心里，耶稣的智慧和身量，并神和人喜爱他的心都一起增长。所以今天证道的经文 This is the word of God。
Thank you, Lulu, for the scripture reading. Thank you to Matthew and everyone else who has helped lead this morning's service.
谢谢大家今天在参加服事的弟兄姐妹。
Have you ever lost your child at a store or some other public place?
你有没有曾经在一些公众的场所，或是在一些店里面遗失了你的孩子呢？
It can be a terrifying experience for both the child and the parent.
这对父母和孩子本身来讲，都是一个很令人担心、很可怕的经验。
And yet, it is surprisingly common.
那可是这样的经历好像是让人很惊讶的，是很常见的。
Sorry, Alvin. I'm sorry. There, that might work better. Okay. I can't remember a specific time when I left one of my children behind.
那我想不起来有哪一次是很特别的日期，我怎么样把我的孩子弄丢了。
But I know that several times I did forget to pick them up from school.
但是我记得很多次我忘记学校接他们。
I would get a phone call from the school secretary or from my frustrated child.
我可能会从学校接到秘书的电话，或从我很沮丧的孩子，他接到他们的电话。
And I'd need to hurry to the school to get them.
我必须赶快到学校去接他们。
These things don't happen because our children are unimportant to us.
这些事情发生并不是说我们的孩子他不重要。
I think they happen simply because we have so much going on.
这事情发生是因为我们太忙，太多事情了。
So I think we can all identify with Mary and Joseph in today's Bible story.
所以我们可以理解到今天在故事里面玛利亚和约瑟他们的心情。
Imagine not only losing your child.
你想想看，你不是只是遗失弄丢了你的孩子。
But losing your child when he is also the Son of God.
那这个孩子他还是神的儿子呢。
Not only was their son at risk.
不止你的孩子他的生命有危险。
All of human history seemed to hang in the balance.
那所有人类的历史呢，好像都在冒这个风险当中。
But of course, God Himself was looking after His own son.
但是当然，神他自己在照顾他的孩子。
Mary, Joseph, and Jesus had traveled from Nazareth to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
那玛利亚和约瑟和耶稣呢，他们一起从拿撒勒一起旅游到耶路撒冷，为了庆祝这个逾越节和这个无酵节的一个节期。
They likely traveled on foot with a caravan of relatives and friends from their region of the country.
那他们可能跟他们从国家一起来的那些人呢，一起的这个车队或是队伍呢，一起走路徒步的在旅行，要到耶路撒冷。
They would have traveled together for several days in each direction.
他们可能在这旅行程已经进行了好多天了。
It is easy to imagine that people became very familiar with each other while traveling.
那你可以很想象的，在多天的他们一直相处，他们彼此之间已经很熟识了。
And the children were looked over looked after not always by their immediate family, but by all the adults within the caravan.
那孩子呢，可能不是他自己的家人会照顾，而是在整个队伍里面的那些长辈们会互相照顾这些孩子。
The situation reminds me of church camp.
那这样的情况呢，提醒到我那个我们教会的露营也是这样子。
Because everyone camps in the same area, parents don't always keep their children in their own campsite.
因为在我们教会露营里面，很多人都扎营在同样相很相近的地方，所有的孩子呢，可能不见得在他们自己的帐篷里面。
They trust that their children can visit safely with others in the camp group.
那他们相信说，他们的孩子呢，会到在别的帐营地里面，他也是很安全的。
Because other parents are around to keep an eye on them.
因为在附近的一些长辈、一些家长呢，他们会照顾他们的。
It is a situation where the whole community shares in the supervision of the children.
这感觉就是一个很大的一个团体，这群人呢一起来监视、来照顾这些孩子。
And historians tell us that in the culture Jesus was raised in, people traveled in large community groups to annual festivals.
那历史学家告诉我们说，在耶稣他被抚养长大的历史背景的文化背景里面呢，那些人们他们是一起。一群人，他们一起的节庆的时候，他们一起旅游的。
And it was customary for the younger children to walk with the women near the front.
那他们习惯就是说，年纪小的孩子会跟着女人在队伍的前面。
While the older boys would walk with the men bringing up the rear.
那男人呢，会在队伍的后面，然后看顾的后面。
Since Jesus was 12 years old, he was in that peculiar age between childhood and adolescence.
那耶稣当年呢，他是12岁，他刚好是在一个孩子跟青少年中间的一个年纪。
So it may have been that each of his parents thought he was with the other one.
那所以他的父母可能觉得说，他可能在队伍的前面，也可能在队伍的后面。
Or at least that there were trusted adults nearby.
或是他们相信说，在附近的长辈会照顾他们。
And Mary and Joseph probably had younger children to be more concerned with.
那玛利亚跟约瑟或许他们更小的孩子必须要照顾。
So I think we can have some sympathy for Mary and Joseph in today's story.
所以我相信我们在今天玛利亚跟约瑟的故事里面，我们对他能够有点同情心。
However, in the end, it must have been true that neither Mary nor Joseph actually took the time to confirm that Jesus was with them.
但是不管怎么样呢，我们必须知道说，在一开始的时候，玛利亚跟约瑟他们上路的时候，并没有确定耶稣有没有跟他们一起同行。
It seems to be a terrible oversight.
这是一个很严重的一个疏忽。
But let's be honest.
但是我们要老实说。
How often do we set out on our plans without first checking to see if Jesus is with us?
有多少次呢？我们开始进行着手进行我们计划，我们没有先确定一下耶稣是不是跟我们一起同行呢
？How often do we make plans without checking with him first？
有多少次我们这样开始着手进行我们计划的时候，没有先跟他商量过呢
？Maybe you have made some resolutions for this new year。
或许这个新年你已经有了新年的计划。
Have you talked with Jesus about them？
你跟耶稣聊过了吗？
Have you asked him what he would like you to do this year?
你问过他说在未来这一年他要你怎么样做吗？
Do you know where he wants you to go this year?
你也问过他这一年他想你去哪里吗？
Or have you set out on your journey into 2019 without him?
或是你已经开始着手进行你2019的计划，然后就是不理他的呢？
If so, it's not too late to pause and talk to him about it.
如果是这样子的话，你现在这样做还不太晚，就是暂停跟他聊一聊。
And to ask him what his will is.
那跟他聊聊，他问问他，他的计划是什么，他的旨意是什么。
If we do, we can have the assurance that we are on the specific journey that Jesus wants for us.
如果你这么做的话，我们就很确信说，我们是朝着耶稣跟我们一起前进的方向一起同行。
We can know that he goes with us.
我们知道他跟我们一路同行。
To help us,
来帮助我们
and to guide us,
来指导我们
We may wonder, what was the 12-year-old Jesus thinking?
我们可能会觉得很怀疑说，这个十二岁的耶稣他在想什么
Wouldn't he notice that his parents and friends had left?
他没有注意到他父母跟朋友不见了吗
Of course, we don't know the whole story.
当然我们不知道整个故事到底详情是什么
But one thing is clear.
但是有一件事情很清楚的
His primary focus.Was on his heavenly father.
他最主要的重心就是天上的父神。
All other loyalties came second.
其他的事情都是第二位的。
You can see this in his conversation with Mary when she and Joseph finally find Jesus.
那你可以在他玛利亚跟约瑟找到他的时候，对话里面看到他这样的一个态度。
There's a hint of accusation in Mary's question.
在玛利亚问他的问题里面是有点责备的。
She says to Jesus, "Son, why have you treated us like this?"
他问他说，儿子，儿啊，你怎么可以对我们行这样的事呢？
Notice that she doesn't acknowledge that she and Joseph may have been at fault for not confirming Jesus' whereabouts.
那玛利亚她并没有注意到说，其实一开始的时候，她跟约瑟并没有先注意到耶稣有没有跟他们一起同行。
And Jesus doesn't accept this blame from his human parents.
那但是耶稣他并没有接受，他这是来自于人类父母的一个责备。
Instead, he replies, "Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?"
他回答说，你不知道我必须在我父家里面吗？
This may have stung.
这是有点让他觉得有点刺痛。
Jesus was saying that his true father was God.
因为耶稣告诉他说，我真正的父亲是天上的父神。
And his first loyalty was to him.
他第一个效忠的是天上的父神。
Even above his human parents.
在于他对他人类的父母的一个效忠之上。
I wonder how well any of us who are parents would handle it if our children surprise us by putting the things of God above our own priorities.
那我不知道我们当中做父母的，当你的孩子把父神、天父神的事情放在你前面的顺优先顺序的时候，你会怎么样的感受？
As parents, it is always difficult when our children don't do as we expect.
那当一个父母，我们觉得很就是很煎熬，就是孩子不尊重我们的一个想法。
But when they do so, because they are trying to put God first, it may challenge us to our very core.
但是如果我们孩子这么做，是因为他把神放在首位的时候，就挑战了我们的一个核心了。Because
then we are forced to reevaluate our own priorities.
因为当他这么做的时候，就挑战我们要去重新的评审和评估一下我们自己的优先顺序是什么。Young
Jesus was not being difficult or disrespectful.
那这个年轻的耶稣并不是很难搞，或是不尊重他的父母。
He genuinely believed that he had chosen the most important thing.
因为他相信他只选择了那最重要的事情。
In his young, innocent mind, he could not imagine that his good human parents would not understand how important his heavenly father is.
在这年轻的一个耶稣里面，他没有办法想象说他的父母，人类父母竟然不知道说当以神的事情为重，最重要的。
Jesus was learning his true identity.
耶稣正在学习他真正的身份。We
read in Hebrews 5 that he learned obedience from what he suffered.
我们在希伯来书五章第八节讲到，听到知道说他因所受的苦难学会了顺从。This
does not mean that he ever sinned.
这并不是说他曾经犯罪。But
instead that as he faced increasing challenges, opposition, and persecution,
而是说当他在面对一些持续增加的一些挑战、反对和指控的时候，
Then his obedience to his heavenly father became deeper and stronger.
他对天上的父神的顺从是越来越深、越来越强壮。
And we see that this process was already beginning at age 12.
那我们看到在他12岁的时候就开始这样的一个训练。
Jesus was eager to take this first opportunity at the temple to learn about God.
耶稣他12岁的时候，他就很希望能够到一个殿堂里面去学习神的话语。
And he recognized that God was his true father.
那他知道说，天上的父神是他真正的父。
In this misunderstanding with his human parents, Jesus was learning how his relationship with his heavenly father took priority.
那在这样跟他人类父母的一个误解的沟通里面，他了解到说，他跟天上的父神的关系才是最重要的那个优先顺序。He
was learning that this most special relationship was above all other relationships.
他知道说，他跟天父的一个关系是在全部所有的关系的之上。And
he was learning that his own unique identity was defined by this relationship with his heavenly father.
那他也知道说他自己的身份的定位是因为他跟天父的这样的关系来定义的。
And this is true for us all.
这件事情，这个是对我们每个人都是这样子的情况。
And it is true for our children.
对我们的孩子也是这样子的。
Especially as they enter adolescence.
特别是他们进入青春期的时候。
Each person needs to discover for themselves that their relationship with God is the most important relationship.
每一个人都要进入青春期时候，他们必须知道说，他们跟神的关系是最重要的关系。
All our other relationships are measured according to our relationship with our Heavenly Father.
我们其他的关系都是建立在于我们跟神的关系 的这个强度来做一个衡量。
Then we discover that our own identity and our own uniqueness comes from our Heavenly Father.
那我们就知道说我们自己的身份或是我们自己的独特的点都是因为来自于天上的父。
He uses our human families to teach us and to shape us.
他用我们人类的家庭来教导我们，来塑造我们。
But they don't define us.
但是他们没有办法定义我们。
There comes a time when we each must discover our unique calling from God.
总有一天，我们每个人要从神那边知道说我们每个独特的一个呼召。
As difficult as it is for us parents.This process often begins during adolescence.
那对父母都很当中的父母都知道说很难的这个经历开始是在青春期的时候。
As I know this year, because I have three teenagers.
我为什么会知道？因为我家里有三个青春期的孩子。
However, our relationship with God does not lead us to be difficult with people.
但是我们跟神的关系并不是让我们跟人的关系变得很艰难。
Instead, it leads us into healthy relationships with people.
相反的，它带给我们是跟其他的人能建立一个更健康的关系。
We read that Jesus returned with his parents to Nazareth and was obedient to them.
我们在经文里面看到说，耶稣顺从他父母回到了拿撒勒。
Now, this statement and the next verse are written as summaries of Jesus' teen years.
这个经文跟下面的经文能告诉我们，他好像就对耶稣他青少年时期做了一个总结。
We read that Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man.
我们看到说，耶稣的智慧和身量，并神和人喜爱他的心都一起增长。
That is, Jesus matured intellectually, physically, spiritually, and socially.
因为他告诉我们说，耶稣不只是在智慧、身体、灵性和社交上都越成熟。
He was not distant or difficult with people.
他并没有远离人群，也没有跟人的相处得很艰难。
He matured in a balanced way.
他的增长是一个很平衡的一个方法。
Because he put God first.
因为他把神放在首位。
And this enabled him to also enjoy the favor of people.
那这也让他能够享受人的对他的喜爱。
Because his number one priority was his relationship with his heavenly father.
因为他的第一个顺位是他跟神的关系。
He matured in every way.
他在全面，他的成长，他的成熟是全面性的。
Including in the way he related to other people.
也包括他跟其他人的关系。
When we put God first, He enables us to grow in every good way.
当我们把神放在首位的时候，他让我们能够跟其他的方面的成长都是很均衡的。
For this is how He designed us.
因为这是他设计我们就是这样子的。
When we open our hearts to Him, He opens our mind.
当我们把心向他敞开的时候，他打开了我们的心智。
And He teaches us how to get along with others.
他帮助我们知道说怎么样跟人相处。
Trusting God is even beneficial for our physical health.
相信神对我们身体也是一个很好有益处的。
A healthy, balanced, growing life flows from putting our relationship with God first.
一个健康、均衡或成长的生命来自于我们把神的关系放在第一首位。
Like young Jesus, we too can discover our true identity and our unique calling when we put our relationship with God first.
但我们就像耶稣一样，跟年轻的耶稣一样，我们可以知道了我们自己的身份，我们能够有一个很均衡的关系。如果我们把耶稣放在首位的话
，Is this the road we have set out on in 2019？
这是不是你在2019年的计划呢
？Or have we set out without him？
还是你已经开始着手2019的计划？没有跟他同行呢
Are we like Mary and Joseph who set out for Nazareth without confirming that Jesus was with them?
还是我们像玛利亚和约瑟，我们离开上耶路撒冷去，没有确定耶稣有没有跟他们同行呢？
Have we made our plans for the year ahead without checking if this is where Jesus wants us to go?
还是我们在定今年的计划的时候呢，我们没有问过耶稣，这是不是他要给我们的他的旨意呢？
It's not too late.
还不太晚。
As the year is still new, let's each take time to check in with Jesus.
因为这还是新年，我们每个人要花一点时间来跟耶稣聊一聊。
Let's ask him where he wants us to go.
我们来问他，他要我们往哪里去？
And what he wants us to do this year.
他要我们今年要做什么事情？
Let's make our relationship with God our priority relationship.
那我们把我们跟神的关系放在我们第一优先顺序。
So that he can teach us how all our other relationships can be most healthy.
那他能够帮助我们知道说其他的关系怎么能够变得更健康。
We will find our core identity in being children of God.
我们能够发现我们自己真正的身份的核心就是当神的孩子。
And we will discover how he has uniquely created and gifted each one of us.
那你会发现说神怎么样给我们赐给我们我们智慧，然后对我们每一个人都很独特的。
He will lead us in the most fruitful paths.
他会带领我们向一个很丰富的一个道路。
So have a happy new year.
所以要有一个很快乐的新年。
And go with God.
与神同行。
As we prepare our hearts to celebrate communion.
接下来是我们领圣餐的时间。
We remember how Jesus went to the cross for us.
我们知道耶稣怎么在十字架上为我们而死。
Let's pledge to walk with him.
我们要宣誓与他同行。
Would you please stand and sing with me?
我们可以一起站立唱这首诗歌。
I have decided to follow Jesus.
我已决定要跟随耶稣。
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided.To follow Jesus, I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me.The world behind me, the cross before me. No turning back, no turning back. Though none go with me, I still will follow. Though none go with me, I still will follow. Though none go withI still will follow. No turning back, no turning back. Will you decide now to follow Jesus? Will you decide now to follow Jesus? Will you decide now to follow Jesus?No turning back, no turning back. Please be seated.
请坐。
We follow one who gave his life for us.
我们跟随是那位把他生命给我们的那位神。
The path he walked.Led to the cross.
他走的那条路带他朝向了十字架。
And beyond to the empty tomb.
那远超越一个空的坟墓。
So we come here to honor him for all he has done for us.
我们今天这里来尊荣他为我们所做的一切事。
And to find the strength and nourishment he gives us for the journey.
那我们也从当中来找到他这个旅程带给我们的能力。
Jesus is our host at this table.
耶稣是我们今天在圣餐前的一个主人。
And he invites all of us to follow him.
他邀请我们每一个人。